Before the episode begins, I'd like to make an announcement. The Minecraft Short Stories podcast, in its continued dedication to moving towards being listener-supported, has just released a Patreon. Through this Patreon, you can support the podcast, and also, of course, get special perks such as extra content and early access to episodes. The special content I was talking about was, right before this episode, I just recorded an episode for the Minecraft Short Stories Prologue podcast, which is a pre-show for patrons. The first two episodes are free to everyone, and you can find those on the Patreon. You can find the Patreon through the link inside the description, or by going to minecraftshortstories.com and going to the support tab in the navigation bar. Thank you for listening to this announcement, and let's get right into the episode. Welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. I did not call you craftlings. I guess I just did right now. I'm not calling you craftlings because I haven't decided to keep that. I said I would keep that, and now I'm kind of rethinking it. Because craftlings sounds kind of weird. So, something crazy about this episode, as I'm sure you saw from the title, is that we're somehow at 700,000 plays. It was like just yesterday that the podcast had reached 100 plays. At the time, I was inside a motel room with my dad, with the Anchor app on his phone, and that's when I saw that I had reached 100 plays. And now somehow we are 7,000 times more plays than that. And it's been about 3 years as of April 24th, that the podcast has been released. First episode released was in 2021. So we're at 700,000 plays, and I wasn't going to make an episode for 700,000, but 7 is a big milestone, and I think the last one I celebrated was a little while ago. And also I want to read some listener stories, because you guys have sent in a ton of listener stories since the last listener stories episode. Most of these are really good stories, so I definitely wanted to make sure that everyone could hear them. So we have 2 listener stories in this episode today. Listener stories are by Anna and by Lucas. So before we get into that, make sure to check all the links inside the description. Got interesting stuff down there. This intro is a little bit, usually I'd say go check out the YouTube channel and stuff, but I think you guys have already heard that enough, so I'll give you a break in celebration of 700,000 plays. So let's get right into these awesome stories. This first story is by Anna, and it is named The End of the End's Beginning. Steve placed his ender chest on the stone brick floor, opening it up. He grabbed the items in it, enchanted netherite armor and a sword, an enchanted bow, some arrows, soul sand wither skulls, and eyes of ender. Beside him, his best friend Alex grabbed her own items from the chest, her netherite gear, consisting of enchanted armor, a sword, a pickaxe, and a bow even more enchanted than Steve's. She also grabbed some arrows, ender pearls, buckets of water, ladders, and dirt. Steve got several beds and some redstone equipment, and each got some healing and slow falling potions. Both of them grabbed some steak. "Ready?" Steve asked, walking to another room of the stronghold where an in-portal frame lay, its 12 frames without the activating eyes. She nodded. "I'm ready." Steve had been working towards going to the inn for as long as he could remember. Ever since he and Alex had met on the first day, just popping into existence from their spawn points, he had wanted to visit the mythical inn dimension, a place of never-ending night. The Ent had cities from where the peaceful Endermen came, with great trading towns, but it also held danger. The horrible Ender Dragon ruled over the flat expanse of Endstone that went on forever. In the flat terrain, many Endermen and humans had met their doom when the dragon swooped down on them, obliterating them in an instant. Alex snatched some bottles from the Ender chest. "What are those for?" Steve asked her. "They're for catching the dragon's breath so I can make potion arrows," Alex replied. "I put my brewing supplies in the ender chest." "Nice idea," Steve says he slowly placed the eyes in their frames. "But hopefully we won't have to use them." "I know," she sighed, "but I want to see the dragon." Alex was excited to get shulker shells from the peaceful shulkers of the ant, who shed their shells to see how they worked. Steve was also trying to make redstone flying mechanisms for the Enderman. The Enderman had already installed ships in all their cities for him to build on. He was a celebrity. Steve placed the last eye on the frame, and the portal opened with a roar. "Let's do this," he said, and jumped in, Alex leaping in after him, the ender chest in hand. Part 2. The End. The two humans landed on hard obsidian, their heads spinning from the trip. Above them, a never-ending black sky stretched on and on. They stood there for a second, gazing around at the flat terrain. In the old days, the end was flat, no void to be seen. Then something roared. Alex screamed as the Ender Dragon swooped down from the sky, purple fireballs blazing from its mouth. The friends ran. "Steve," Alex cried, "do you have the soul sand and skulls?" Steve panted. "Yeah," he yelled back. "Should I—" "Yes." Alex narrowly dodged a fireball, but fell to the ground as the poisonous dragon's breath gushed from the ball's impact. Steve dashed towards Alex, who coughed as the gas entered her lungs. "Go, Steve," she coughed. "Get the wit—" Hacking coughs overtook her as she tried to drink a healing potion and kill the void-cursed dragon. Through the tears in his square eyes, Steve turned away from his best friend and sprinted over to the overworld portal, which was somehow open. Once Steve had reached it and was about to place his soul sand down, he stopped. He ran back to Alex, who slowly rose to her feet. "What is it?" she asked. "Leave me. I'm no hope. The dragon hits me again, I'll die." They swerved towards the portal home. "Alex," Steve said slowly, "get in the portal." "But what about—" "Go." Steve shoved his friend into the portal. Steve set down the soul sand into a T-shape, ignoring the dragon diving towards him. He set the three skulls on its head and ran away. It was knocked into the portal behind him as the wither exploded. He clonked his head on the bedrock and blacked out as he returned to the overworld. No one knows what happened after that, and Alex and Steve don't remember their expedition to the end. Nobody knows what happened to Steve and Alex either. They just never returned to the end after that. Some say they survived and had further adventures, and others say they turned into Endermen. And as for the end, the end's flat plains were destroyed. The Wither's fight with the Ender Dragon tore the Earth of the Dimension to pieces, making the floating islands we see today. But in its rampage, the Wither fell into the void and died. The Endermen now hate players for destroying their homes, and attack players when they see guilt in their eyes. The Shulkers despise humans as much as the Endermen, and the Incity ships float empty and still, waiting for the redstone-powered flying machines that will never come. Thus, the end was destroyed. Thank you, Anna, for that story. And I really enjoyed the title, The End of the End's Beginning. I think that's a really great title. And I think this was a really great story. And thanks for submitting it. The next story is by Lucas, and it is called The Story of the Nether. The Nether used to be a peaceful place. Sure, there were the occasional magma cubes or lava ocean, but it was overall a place fit to live. It had basalt deltas, volcanic plains with magma cubes and lava. It had crimson forests with mushrooms and crimson trees, and warped forests with mushrooms and warped trees. It was a lush place, full of life. There was a civilization of ancient builders who had built hundreds of structures to store their treasures in the overworld, but they were chopping down too many trees. They were flattening too many mountains. It had to stop. One day, a scientist discovered a portal to the Nether, an obsidian frame built of at least 10 obsidian blocks. He was unsure of what the Nether held, so he sent some test subjects, pigs. When they didn't come back, the scientist began to get worried. Finally, the pigs returned as zombie pigs. The ancient builders decided to enter the Nether to check it out. And as soon as they entered, they saw humanoid zombie pigmen. Bipedal pigs, and hogs. They had all adapted to the Nether environment in different ways. The ancient builders then noticed the abundance of gold. There were tons of it. The builders trained the piglins, bipedal pigs, to mine the gold for them. The builders then constructed bastions for the piglins to live and to store collected gold. They trained the piglins to barter for gold, and specially bred some to be stronger. The piglin brutes, they were called. The piglins kept hoglins, hogs, in captivity, attempting to train them. They also built monuments of gold for the builders. One day, the piglins would not take any more mistreatment, and they would no longer be slaves. The piglins turned on the ancient builders, stealing their gold and kicking them out of the Nether. The piglins scoured the Nether, leaving very little gold in their wake. Nether gold became more and more valuable. Finally, the ancient builders realized something by secretly observing the piglins. Anything that wore gold, they left alone. They entered the piglins' bastions, attempting to take the gold back. But they were mistaken, because the piglin brutes stayed at the bastions, killing any non-pig intruders. The piglins became less and less fooled by the builders, and planned to wipe them off the face of the earth. The ancient builders refused to leave the Nether, as it had many useful and viable resources. the ancient builders prepared for war, creating fortresses to store valuables and to protect themselves against piglins. The scientists who discovered the nether portal then stumbled on an astonishing discovery. Condensed souls plus dirt and netherrack created a strange material. They called it soul sand, with another variant called soul soil. They could grow the local crop netherwort with it, and it was used to brew potions. They began to construct blazes, souls trapped within the fiery walls that would attack intruders, but not inhabitants. Unlike the piglins, the blazes were loyal to the builders. Finally, the ancient builders were ready for war. They charged at the piglin bastions, leaving them in ruins. The piglins used their brute strength and defeated many ancient builders. Meanwhile, the scientist who had discovered the soul sand figured out something else. He could create something to win their war. He would create something made of corrupted skeleton skulls and condensed souls. The Wither. Upon creation, the Wither killed the scientist and blew up parts of the fortresses. It spawned Wither skeletons, corrupted skeletons capable of inflicting the Wither effect, almost like poison, but it can kill you. Because the Wither skeletons were entering the fortress, by appearing in it, the blazes didn't mind. The Wither destroyed nearly all the nether dwelling builders. It created entire valleys of lost souls. As it began to destroy the bastions, the piglins stole some nether wort to brew potions, and created strength potions to fend off the Wither. Only three ancient builders were left in the nether, and they decided to form a temporary alliance with the piglins. They used the piglins' gold and the strongest metals and alloys from their world, and upgraded their diamond gear correctly, using a piglin's idea of being a smithing template, which is instructions on how to upgrade. They had created the most precious material of all, netherite. They left the rest of the netherite bastions as they ran off to fight the Wither. They fought valiantly, but it wasn't enough. It was no use. The nether itself was what fueled the Wither. The piglins were secluded in their bastions, scared of what the Wither could do. The rest of the nether builders were dead, so it was up to them. All hope was lost. Then the Wither did something completely unexpected. It turned around and flew straight into the portal, back to the overworld. The end, and thank you to Lucas for this awesome story. I called both these stories awesome, and they are both awesome. I'm not just saying that. I really enjoyed the background that you gave to the nether, and then also, the background was really detailed. It really fit into the Minecraft world. It's got the ancient builder lore in there too, which I don't know if it's like exclusively by MatPat, but that's where I know it from, which is MatPat from Game Theory, that is. So thank you for submitting this. I forgot to say it's in the intro, and it's valuable to know. If you would like to submit a story, then go to minecraftshortstories.com, go to the submit a story page, and submit your story. It may get read on the podcast. So this is the end of the 700,000 play special. Thank you so much if you've reached this point, and thank you so much for listening. I hope to reach another 700,000, but next milestone I have is 1,000,000 plays, and I'm not planning on celebrating any other milestones like 800,000, 100,000. So the next episode like this as in the play special, not as in the listener stories, will be at 1,000,000 plays. So I hope to see you in that episode and in the next episode.